The events that occurred here in Dallas, Texas in November of 1963 have become some of the most analyzed and controversial moments in American history. Though they occurred 50 years ago, for those who were here in Texas to witness the tragedy unfold firsthand, those events remain fresh in their minds, as if they occurred yesterday.
Nurse Phyllis Hall remembers that day as a typical sunny North Texas Friday morning.
Something started to come into view here on the right side, and so as I turned my head, it was the president's airplane, and I know that because it was close enough. It was within two blocks of the hospital, and I could see the presidential seal on the side.
The arrival of Air Force One at Love Field in Dallas on November 22, 1963, marked the beginning of a flurry of activity for news reporters covering the president's visit, including reporter Bob Huffaker.
My assignment was to go to Maine and Akron and to broadcast the motorcade as KRLD's last stop on the motorcade, the last reporter on the motorcade. I showed up and was gratified to see that it looked as though the entire city had turned out.
The crowds swelled as the presidential motorcade made its way through Dallas. Jim Tagg was on his way to a lunch date when he became stuck in traffic. He parked his car and looked for the source of the backup.
And as I no more looked at the crowd, here came a car through it with flags on the fenders. And then I remembered reading in the paper that President Kennedy was going to be in town that day.
Tagg eventually found himself at the end of Dealey Plaza, standing on a curb just before the triple underpass.
I no more than see the president's car, and a couple seconds later, somebody throws a firecracker. I thought. Turns out it was the first shot. Then there's a pause, and then the crack of two rifle shots. Something stung me in the face, and I'm standing there dumbfounded, trying to figure out what had happened. I think that somebody just fired a shot at the president.
There was no mistaking what it was. There were three shots.
Dallas Deputy Sheriff Gene Boone was one of the first law enforcement officers outside the motorcade to react.
And there were two people laying over here on the ground. As I came around, I said, there's two dead ones, to myself. But as I got closer around and closer to them, they started to get up.
Meanwhile, the presidential motorcade sped towards Parkland Hospital, where Nurse Phyllis Hall was just wrapping up her duty shift.
And the doors just exploded open. I didn't have time to think what was going on.
Hall could just make out the president's head and chest situated on a medical cart rushing towards Trauma Room 1.
I didn't see any movement at all. I didn't have a stethoscope with me, but I couldn't feel any pulses.
As doctors and nurses tended not only to President Kennedy, but also Texas Governor John Connally, a large crowd began to gather outside.
The dignitaries who had been in the motorcade were just milling around in shock. The conversations were quiet, subdued, uncertain.
Huffaker was outside the emergency room near his vehicle, intently listening to his station's radio updates on the president's condition, while frantically trying to gather interviews with eyewitnesses. As medical workers tried in vain to save the president's life, Associated Press reporter Mike Cochran made his way inside the hospital to get an update on the president's condition.
And almost the first thing we saw was just a group, a wave of nurses coming down the hallway and crying hysterically. And we knew immediately that the president was dead. And they had, in fact, Malcolm Kilduff had just announced that the president had died at 1 p.m.
As the time went on, the word obviously spread through the crowd, and there were more tears. And I would have been crying too if I had leave to do so.
For many in Texas, November 22, 1963, forever changed their lives. It marked the beginning of a long shadow that was cast over this region of the country for years to come, which city leaders have struggled to change in the 50 years since the assassination. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Dallas, Texas.